talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, February the 2nd, 2024. It is Groundhog Day, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and Sean Kraft all live in studio today. And I do want to mention, for our own good, have you ever been on?
Okay, just want to double check.
Yeah, just you're not going to be live here in a second if you keep this up. we got pro.
I'm back.
You laugh like Phyllis Diller.
That was a Phyllis Diller right there.
Do that again. Oh, jeez, blow everybody's eardrums. Okay.
So, Sean, have you been living in belief that your microphone is usually on when you're here?
Well, I just wanted to double check with him, okay. You know, because sometimes he has a little problems.
You're like trying to do the promos before the show starts?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's try that.
Yeah,
let's give
absolutely.
That a shot. Let's try to do what we do in radio and promo everything.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming up tonight, the big Friday night show, Matt and Carrington and myself, and we've got the big package opening tonight. We got a package from Idaho that says we cannot open it until we're on the air live tonight. So get ready. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
So get ready for that live tonight, 8:15 to 10. Pastor Craig coming up next hour, guest.
Two of them.
Who do we have?
Bob Greer and Tom Schultz.
Oh, I like both of those people. So it's going to be a good show from 1:15 to 2 today. So let's recap. This is what happened this morning. Our groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding, who turned out to be Miss Ohio 2023, Madison Miller, predicted with the pizza that there would be 6 more weeks of winter. But Mary Ellen, dressed as a groundhog, flipped the coin and said it would be an early spring.
Now I have a theory on this.
Okay. We can't be wrong.
Right. You can't be wrong. But I have a theory about why it happened the way it did. We were standing outside freezing to death when she predicted 6 more weeks of winter. Mary Ellen was inside the studio 70 degrees when it was all nice and warm when she predicted early spring.
Could be.
I think it was just the environment that we were in.
Matt, what'd you make of the whole festivities? You had no idea. Well, wait, let me ask this. You, Pastor Craig, you had no idea who the groundhog was until early this morning. The choice, and what'd you make of it?
Oh, I thought it was a fantastic choice, and it was true. The hint you gave all week that basically ain't no way no one gonna guess it.
Yep.
There was no way no one would guess that.
But somebody who's known statewide and even beyond, somebody who's been on national television, the tie to Marion. We've had Miss Ohio's from Marion before.
Yep.
I thought it all worked.
Yeah, it did. It was great.
All right, Matt, what'd you think?
I think it was good. I think that she was very articulate, and I think that overall the entirety of the Groundhog Day events went well.
Now, what did you make of, because you rode around with Miss Ohio this morning.
Yeah.
What was that like?
They just kind of talked about, like I said before, the woman who was in charge of the woman who was in charge of the peanut butter and jelly truck was kind of just explaining that to us, and then in the Miss America, she was just explaining the work that she does with veterans and things like that.
Have you ever thought in your wildest dreams, Matt, that someday you would spend 45 minutes riding around with Miss Ohio in a peanut butter jelly truck?
The things you do here.
If you told me that, if you would have told me that a year ago, I would have thought that you were probably,
crazy.
Yeah, something's wrong with you.
You're starting to get a book together, Weird Events That Have Happened. We had the 40th Treasurer of the United States in a groundhog suit here today as well. That's not an everyday occurrence either.
No, it's not, no.
By the way, I'm just looking at this proclamation, and I think Dr. Mark Davis, and by the way, this is signed by all three county commissioners, Andy Appafeller, Mark Davis, and Kerr Murray. And by the way, this says, in case you didn't hear it earlier on, WGH has long been Marion's ambassador of goodwill across these United States.
There you go.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Just think about it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it was Matt. Did you get her phone number?
Go ahead, Matt. Did you get her phone number was the question.
Did you get Ms. Ohio's phone number?
No, I did not.
Oh, I got her phone number. What's it to you?
Yeah, I listened to it. You guys had a good time.
Could the first hour when we were outside, could you hear it okay?
Oh, yeah.
Good. So you enjoyed the whole program.
Yeah, I didn't care much for the guy singing, but...
Oh, okay, that's fine. But what did you...
He played the guitar well, but he wasn't a great singer.
Okay, but tell me, what did you make of our Miss Ohio, Madison Miller?
Well, I would have liked to have been there.
Yeah, well, but I mean...
Yeah, that was something, yeah, nobody's going to guess.
So. Yeah, but as far as being on national television and being a well-known person, could we have gone wrong with that?
No.
It was perfect.
I wish you would have said earlier that it was somebody you hadn't interviewed. Because I wouldn't have picked Bob Nunley.
Yeah, I interviewed Bob.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know why I didn't want to say I had not interviewed them? Because I have interviewed two Miss Ohios. So I didn't want to, because if somebody would have said Miss Ohio, I would have taken that as a correct guess. But I have interviewed two Miss Ohios. I just had not interviewed the current Miss Ohio.
That one, yeah.
So that's why I did that. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the festivities, and I'm glad you're sticking with us.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open if you'd like to comment on the whole whoop-de-doo. See, now here's what I figure. Down the street, they've got a rat. That's all they've got. They've got a rat that sees its shadow or not. We've got Miss Ohio. Now, where do you want to be?
I want to be here.
Exactly. Thank you. Sean, what'd you make of the whole festivity? You didn't know last night until Miss Ohio.
Right. I think it turned out really great. It's very interesting, and she was a very good pick.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved the whole thing. So we are off from Punxsutawney Phil and Buckeye Chuck, who both said early spring. Ours is actually 6 more weeks of winter, and I think we're right.
Well, so far, that's what it's looking like.
But really, we can't be wrong.
No, we can't.
No, but we got to thank Amy with the peanut butter jelly truck who drove Miss Ohio in this morning. We've got to thank Dr. Mark Davis, the county commissioner, and Kerr Murray and Andy Appafeller for the nice proclamation. We thank Chad Clark for performing this morning. We appreciate the live music. Mary Ellen Withrow for doing all she did. Miss Ohio for doing all she did. Linda Sims, the whole WGH staff who was here. I don't think there wasn't, except Terry and Adam, who's running the computer, so Adam's participating. Other than Terry, I think the whole gang was here.
There you go.
So we thank everybody.
Absolutely.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next year, who do we get? Oh, Carrington was here. I forgot.
I still think Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan would be...
We're working out her replacement right now. That's the whole... She'll find out about that later.
She's not listening right now.
No, she's not listening. Okay. She doesn't care. She's got better things to do.
Like stand in line for Taylor Swift tickets?
Listen, I'm going to say this, and I don't think it's a bad comment to make. I said this before we went on the air. I sat here across from Miss Ohio for like 45 minutes, and she is the most... Because Miss Ohio, we think of beauty. It was called a beauty pageant for years and years and years. She was one of the most naturally... I'm going to say two things here. One of the most naturally... probably the most naturally beautiful person I'd ever seen. Just she just had a thing about her. And also, she was so articulate and so precise. I can't say enough nice things. And I had not met her prior to this morning.
I was impressed with some of the conversations that she was having, both, you know, off the air and on the air, and some of the things that, you know, she, just the way she presented herself in the hallway and everything. I mean, I was impressed.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you got, Matt?
Sorry. I mean, I think she was really good. I think, like you said, I think she was really articulate. I think that, I mean, she was very well-spoken. She definitely knew what she was talking about. And I think that, I like that she said that she wasn't scared to give her opinion, which I think you shouldn't be.
So is she going to take over the 10 o'clock slot on Friday?
I think it's coming to that. We'll probably work that out in the next couple
of
weeks. What do you think? It's a rough business. Guess what? We're going in a different direction. We're going in the direction of Miss Ohio and away from the other.
Hey, Matt, we got to talk to you about
something. We're going in a different direction with this whole thing. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, it's definitely a different direction.
It certainly is. But what'd you make of Miss Ohio on the whole?
Oh, I think she's very well spoken and very very, very, very nice person to talk to. And I enjoyed her.
All right. Let's see if we can get in some trouble here on Groundhog Day. Because since we talked last...
By the way, did you want to thank PETA for the snacks that they provided?
Oh, yes, and PETA. Thanks for... PETA gets such a bad reputation. And listen, they sent us snacks and a coin. So I have nothing bad to say about PETA.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor. We need to know those things.
That's right.
It is true. They sent us a very nice box of snacks. You're eating them. You're eating the PETA snacks.
I ate one, and I didn't even finish it.
But you liked it. Anyway, of course, the big news story of the week has been the proliferation of Taylor Swift into the NFL, which has blown. Oh, we think Bob Welch too, by the way, who brought the pizzas and participated this morning, but has blown this whole thing completely out of proportion. It's the Taylor Swift Bowl now. It's no longer the Super Bowl. How this team even got in the Super Bowl, I don't understand, because people told me that the Bills were going to beat them. People told me the Cowboys were going to beat them. People told me that the Titans were going to beat them. Or no, Baltimore was going to beat them. Nobody beat them. They're in the Super Bowl. And is there an irony that it's the year of the relationship, the year that the jersey sales go up 400%, the year that the television ratings go up? Coincidence?
I think so. I mean,
because the NFL can't be fixed.
It would just be hard to fix the NFL. Also, if the NFL was fixed,
really,
it would
I think
be.
It'd be easier than baseball. You just have refs make bad calls, and there you go.
It would be easier to fix baseball. You just have some guys miss a whole bunch of swings. You know how easy it would be to just miss a whole bunch of swings on the ball.
You can't throw a ball the wrong way. I mean, what's the difference?
I think the difference is when you have, like, a quarterback...
Most of those football players have head injuries anyway. They're throwing them the wrong way anyway.
I don't think they are, but okay.
Haven't you ever heard of CTE?
I have heard of CTE, yeah. You know, but I don't think that's the quarterbacks. That's probably more so, like, wide receivers. You know,
in any
that
event.
Get hit.
Could you're saying there's no irony to this?
I mean, I would say there's probably irony, but I don't know that the NFL is rigged. I think
why that the NFL loves
though,
this.
Even though the Chiefs didn't do all that well in the regular season, they didn't do poorly either.
But they're one of two teams in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So a team that they didn't do poorly, they didn't do great, they're one or two now.
I mean, the Eagles went almost the Eagles were undefeated up until, like, what, week six, I think, something like that. And then they lost, like, five straight.
What do you make, Sean?
Anything can happen.
Oh, I definitely there's some stuff behind the NFL. I think Taylor Swift has definitely a cult behind her. And I think she has money. She has money behind her. And, you know what they say, money talks, you know, the other walks. And I think
BS walks. Is that what you were going for there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I think there's probably money on the line here.
I mean, I don't know how you can say that the NFL is rigged though, because if something's rigged, you like sports betting recently opened up for the NFL, and I don't know how you can legalize
sports
betting.
Listen, Dallas Cowboys should have been in there. Let's face it.
Look, bro, it ain't my fault that Dak Prescott played poorly. Okay. Anyways, I watched the game. He played poorly.
Yeah, we did.
But
it's rigged.
I don't think that it's rigged, because, like, one, it would just be too hard. There's too many moving pieces to the NFL to rig the NFL. And then in the second part, like, once again,
I've watched those games. Throw a flag. You could. That's it. Throw a flag. We've learned this in college football. Just learn the plays, flash the things. The whole thing's a mess.
Just when you introduce betting to something, there has to be odds involved. And if it was a rigged thing, there are no odds, in which case, if the NFL got... If it did come out that the NFL was rigged, they would probably be sued by a lot of people, because...
I don't know that it'll come out. I'm just saying it's a little ironic.
I mean, I think it would have to come out... Also, who's... All the refs are part-time refs. So it's not like their full-time job is to get the, like, rig the NFL. Like, they have other jobs. Like, they just do this as a part-time thing.
Yeah, but it's called Swift money.
You think Taylor
Swift money? Swift money goes anywhere.
So you think Taylor Swift bribed the refs?
Oh, she Swift money can go anywhere.
Well, I don't know that I take that perspective. I take the perspective that the NFL told them what to do.
I don't think that's the case.
Could the NFL have wanted anything more? Taylor Swift and what's his name aren't going to be making any money off of this. But I'll tell you who is going to make money off this: the NFL, because they can guarantee.
No. See, Travis Kelce most definitely did make money for making the Super Bowl. He hasn't. Well, I mean, I guess I don't know for a fact that he has this incentive. But the majority of football players have incentives in their contract where if you make the Super Bowl, you get, I don't know, X amount of dollars. If you make the playoffs, you get X amount of dollars.
I'm talking about Super Bowl commercial money that they're going to make now, the NFL, because of this.
Well, I mean, it's not like they weren't going to make the commercial money before. Do you think that people weren't going to put up the ads?
The audience versus last year's Super Bowl versus this year's Super Bowl, you take a look at those numbers. I bet you it's astronomically big.
Especially when she comes out during a halftime show.
Pastor,
jump in on this one.
I think the whole thing's crazy.
Is it not ironic?
Well, it is probably ironic, but I don't think anything's rigged. I don't think there's any behind the scenes.
This
money.
Just happened.
Yeah, it just happened this way.
This drama that we've been watching all season, where the ratings went up and the jersey sales went up, and she's Time Magazine Person of the Year, and she's in the stands, and what's his name, the brother hops out without his shirt on, and just so happens that team makes it to the big game.
Yeah, I mean, they always say truth is stranger than fiction. How many times have you said, you can't make this stuff up?
You can't make this one up, I'll say that.
So, it's crazy. The whole thing is crazy, but I don't think there's any, you know, money behind it and, you know, people making deals or people suggesting things. It's just the way it played out.
Yeah, but okay, let's talk about this. How come this is the first year, and Super Bowl, again, is usually, if not the most watched television event every year, top five. This year, the next day in the USA Today, it's not who won the playoffs games. The number one story in the USA Today the next day was Taylor Swift kisses Travis Kelce.
Well,
now, how could that happen?
Well, because they're USA Today is not interested in publishing news. They're interested in, you know, publishing whatever will sell their papers. You know, they'll put a story in about something that doesn't have anything to do with the news.
No, but the story was in there about who won the games, but it just was not getting the hits that the kiss was.
Right.
Well, that's Newman's.
Right.
You know, and we know that Fox News is obsessed with it. We'll get to that in just a second. We'll take the call and we're going to come back with this. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, it's a coincidence that a team has been in three of the last four Super Bowls got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Isn't that mind-puzzling?
Well, it's interesting because you would think a team, just the odds factor, would have to work against them.
Against them?
Yeah, I would think
they've
been
in three of the last four. I would kind of say they might be in this one, too.
Oh, but
I don't see how it's rigged.
I would think at some point the legs would have to give out. What other team kind of has that kind of record?
Patriots.
Yep.
Okay, well, there we go. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Now you got over-under inflated footballs.
Yeah, another conspiracy.
Hey, funnily enough, you had, not only did you have Tom Brady on that team, you had Tom Brady and Robert Gronkowski, two of the, one of the, if not the best tight end, wide receiver, tight end, or sorry, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end duo in the NFL.
And they got Kelce.
Yep, and they have Kelce, and they have Patrick Mahomes. Similar thing.
Mahomes,
one of the best
Kelce,
tight ends, one of the
Brady
best quarterbacks.
Now, wait a second, though. But let's go back in time. Nobody was picking this team to go to the Super Bowl two or three weeks ago.
I mean, I would say there were definitely people who picked it to go.
Nobody around here.
I mean, I wouldn't have put my money on them to go to the Super Bowl, but, like,
I wouldn't have put a lot of money against them either.
Yeah, the Chiefs are, like, with Patrick Mahomes at the quarterback of the Chiefs have had a comeback ability that they haven't had in my lifetime, even though it hasn't been long.
Have you ever watched Mahomes play, Scott?
What's that?
Have you ever watched Mahomes?
I've seen him.
I've just seen him on TV a couple of times. I mean, if you watch the game with him, and how he can just make plays.
He
can scramble and use his legs. That's like Lamar Jackson. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing them go to the Super Bowl either. That Lamar Jackson is just, oh man, just like Mahomes, you know.
I'm not denying these are good players at all. All I'm saying is, if this has got to be the biggest coincidence in the world, that this would happen this particular year. That's all I'm saying.
But, you know, there's a lot of billionaires that own these teams. And do you think those billionaires are would be happy with somebody else, another team winning a Super Bowl? If you own that team, that's the ultimate gratification, you know?
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm fascinated by the whole thing.
Well, it is fascinating, yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, set aside USA Today for a second, because I'll tell you who really loves this story is Fox News. I have never seen anything in my life like Monday on Fox News. Hannity, Judge Pirro, three other people who I wasn't even aware of, and that was just a small clip. There's a conspiracy now. They believe it. Fox News believes that there's a conspiracy behind this whole game. This is all set up because Taylor Swift is going to go to the Super Bowl and endorse Joe Biden.
Is Fox News a valid source of information?
It's not for me to say. What do you think, Pastor Craig?
Well, I can say in this whole Taylor Swift thing, Fox News and CNN and all the rest, they've lost their mind. It's all crazy.
But I don't think CNN was saying there's a conspiracy.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that their top story was about Taylor Swift.
Right, but I think that's chosen by the viewers. You could not cover it. Yeah. I mean, that's why we're talking about it. But I think to claim that something is going to happen that hasn't happened.
I want to go back to a point where you earlier were saying, earlier in the season, nobody was expecting them. If I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember right toward the end of the season in football this fall, people were still talking about Georgia versus Ohio State for the national championship.
Right.
Well, where did that go?
Away.
So the same thing can happen in pro ball. You know, the teams that you're talking about 3 or 4 weeks before the playoffs may be totally different.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's why I don't think there's any big conspiracy here.
I'm not saying an underdog can't happen. What I'm saying is the irony of the situation. Now, next year, odds are they won't go. And it will be a year that'll be nothing. Because you're never going to have a year like this where the drama is as high as it is. I mean, we've got that he's going to propose with his Super Bowl ring. She's going to endorse Joe Biden. She's going to perform at the halftime show. Who cares about the game anymore? This thing is drama, 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 drama. All right, go ahead, caller.
There's only one thing we can do, gentlemen.
What's that?
Shake it off. Shake it off.
There you go.
Bye.
Yeah, it's again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I'm just saying the drama surrounding this game now is astronomical.
Well, yeah, and I haven't paid any attention to Fox News, so I don't even know, Sean Hannity and all those, what they're saying. But, you know, take what has been happening, and that's the whole reason I don't even pay any attention to any Fox News or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but what upset them so over there, do you think?
I don't know.
I mean, does she have to go to the Super Bowl to endorse somebody? I couldn't quite understand what they were saying.
Who cares who she endorses?
Well, they do.
Well, yes, I know they do, but, you know, the point is, yeah, who cares?
So what? One girl said in the clip that I saw, come home and be a conservative.
That's okay. We conservatives would prefer to let her stay over on the liberal side. We don't need her on our side.
I don't know. I'm telling. I think any side, Gerard, Taylor Swift's a good person to have on your side at this particular point.
Unless you're the guy dating her, then you better look out.
You know what? Listen, I think she is a force, and I believe at this point in her career that she could swing an election by endorsing somebody. And I didn't used to think celebrity endorsements meant all that much. But I can't say that hers doesn't mean much. She gets people to register to vote who've never voted.
Yeah, that's true, but that's not a guaranteed It's not a guarantee that they'll vote the way she endorses.
We'll see, but I don't know. To me, that's... It kind of reminds me of the whole Dr. Oz thing in Pennsylvania. Oprah said she was going to stay out of it because Dr. Oz had been on her show, but she was not going to endorse him. And then when it looked like Dr. Oz was going to win, Oprah came in the weekend before, and lo and behold, who did not win? And Oprah is one of those people who's got that kind of power, and I believe Taylor Swift does too. And I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. I think... I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. I don't know. Taylor Swift does have a following. That's for sure. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
What do you think, Matt?
Has Taylor Swift endorsed political people in the past before?
Yes.
I mean, I guess there's a possibility then she might do it. I highly doubt she does it at the Super Bowl. I think if she did it at the Super Bowl, the NFL would be very upset with her.
I don't think she really cares.
I mean...
And I don't think they really care at this point. Anything she does, I think, is just fine by them.
I think the NFL would be upset. I think that the NFL... Because if Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl did an endorsement for Joe Biden, and the NFL might think that it looks like the NFL is endorsing Joe Biden. And the NFL... does not endorse people.
The NFL could be crushed by Taylor Swift at this point.
The NFL is a multi-billion dollar corporation. They're not going to be crushed by Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's a billionaire herself.
The teams are owned by billionaires.
She's one person.
The Broncos is owned by Walmart.
I hate to tell you that this little NFL...
is not going to be crushed by Taylor Swift. Will not happen. Cannot happen.
She lifted them up.
I mean, the NFL was already prominent. The NFL was lifting itself.
She still lifted them up.
This is where our society has dropped to. We're sitting here talking about.
Yeah, but now you got to also understand that Taylor Swift was the Time Magazine Person of the Year. This is the world we live in now.
Yeah, that tells you something about our society also, that she would be the Person of the Year.
I can't understand any of it. All I'm going to say is I think people discounting her is how she's gotten to the point of where she is. People have said, oh, her. Well, oh, her. Here she is.
I know is I'm getting tired of hearing about Taylor Swift.
I understand.
Well, guess what? You're going to be tired for a long time because people are going to be... Well, you can be tired because people are going to be talking for years and years and years.
I'm not a big fan of her. And I'm just getting tired of hearing about her. It's like the Hillary emails. I'm tired of hearing about them.
I don't even spoke about those in quite a few years.
No, I'm just using that for example.
No, I'm just saying, I hate to say it, but if you think that she has not become a force and that her people don't drive it, it's just not true.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
we're not talking about her just because we like her. I don't know anybody, as a matter of fact, sitting at this table who's ever listened to a song or bought a, whatever you buy now. But you cannot discount that this is the news. This has dominated the news. And why it has, I don't know, but it has. It knocked everything else off the front page. It knocked the primaries off the front page. It knocked the wars off the front page. It knocked everything off the front page. And you know why? Because it sells.
Why don't she go over to the and help the war people then?
I don't know. That's what she does.
I don't know. I don't know. She needs to do something with her.
What do you suggest? Like, she needs to go on a USO tour to Gaza Strip?
Or something. I don't know. Do something.
Anyway, let's move on to the next subject.
Was it billionaire money?
Here's an interesting
story.
She can
write a song, right? She can write a song.
Well, we're going to try to stop talking about this if you let us move on.
Yeah.
Elmo from Sesame Street this week tweeted out, just checking, how is everybody doing? And so many people came back with anxiety and grief and despair that Sesame Street had to send out links for mental health resources. So do people need to be checked in on? Why are we so anxiety, grief, and despair-ridden?
I think that people are checked in on. I think that people, like, when they're checked in on, though, they just lie. I mean, even from personal experience, I'm sure, like, I have, like, I have definitely me. I'm sure you guys have had a similar experience. I have, like, you know, one of your friends maybe, you know, and not acting quite right, and then you can say, "Are you okay?" Something like that, and then they'll be like, "I'm fine." And you could always, hit them with a follow-up. "Yeah, I'm fine." Like, I don't think people really like to say how they feel.
I believe that's true. What do you think, Pastor?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, other than maybe a close friend or a relative, I don't think people really say how they feel.
So how do you get there? Why did Elmo bring it out in people?
I think it's the fact that it was more so on Twitter. You're talking to something that in essence doesn't even exist. Sure, somebody had to be on the Elmo page to make the tweet, but we all know that Elmo is not a real thing. It's a puppet.
You think? What do you think, Sean?
I'm about to agree with these guys next door here.
That it's a puppet?
Yeah, I mean, it's a puppet, and plus, I have to agree with them, Not everybody tells their true feelings.
But why not? If you are so anxiety, grief, and despair ridden, why are you keeping that a secret?
People just don't want to tell the truth, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I guess we're not going to fix this.
I mean, a lot of times when somebody will, mention their griefs, the person you mention your griefs to will... sometimes, I guess, a lot of the time, I'm not sure. Well, basically, I don't know exactly what it is, but they'll almost diminish your grief by just mentioning a grief of their own to try to, one-up you almost. Oh, you think your life's hard? Here's my life. And then it's just a never-ending cycle of that. So everybody just thinks that everybody else is diminishing their grief.
Well, I don't think that's good.
I mean, I didn't say it was good. I think that's what's happening, though.
Well, I don't know how society gets over this. I think most people are depressed and grief-ridden, and I don't know how to cure those people. Maybe there is no cure.
I think the cure has to be...
me either.
Yourself.
Yeah. I know it's kind of dropped off here in a second. Yeah. I don't know. I'm glad Elmo got responses, and maybe people will call the resources that need help.
So is Elmo depressed now with the overwhelming response he got?
I would absolutely be. Because people in general are phony. And I've said this before, and I think this is just apoplectic of that, is that, yes, people don't really tell you how they feel. People don't really act as they feel in front of you. And that's why it's a shock to a lot of people when they change or something happens, because they didn't see it coming.
True. I try to show my true feelings, but...
What are they?
I just, if I feel bad, I tell people that I don't feel good.
Yeah. Okay, well, speaking of talking about people, here's a segue for you. Are you allowed to talk bad about people in your past who you maybe are no longer in relationships, married to, or have friendships with?
I mean, I would say you're allowed to. Now, I don't think you should, per se. I think talking bad about somebody just looks bad on you.
What if they are bad?
I mean, I think talking bad on somebody just looks bad on you.
Well, I don't. Because I think it's a lie if you lie.
Well, you're not lying. If somebody were to ask you... then that's different, because then you're just giving your opinion. But if you went out of your way to, trash talk an ex or something like that, then I feel like there's a moral problem with you.
What?
Yes. No, I agree with Matt. I mean...
But what is out of your way? We had a conversation the other night about, and I don't remember how we got to it, but it was about... you brought it up about how, can you stay friends with somebody who somebody doesn't want you to be friends with?
I think that was on the taping.
Yeah, what was that all about? You said that sometimes there are relationships, and then when the relationship ends, the friend doesn't want you to stay friends with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you said you should do that.
I mean, I stay friends with both of the people because
I think that's the time when you tell them why they're an awful person. And you shouldn't be friends with them.
Well, you see, but in this scenario, I don't think either of them are awful. Because in the scenario I gave, say, I have two friends. And those people are also friends. But then their friendship, for whatever reason, split. Like, they just no longer talk. And then one of those two people tell me that they don't want me talking to the other person. So I'm friends with both of them already. I don't think I would be friends with somebody who I thought was horrible.
Maybe you don't think they're horrible, but that person thinks they're horrible.
Yeah, but they've never done anything to me. I've never done anything to them.
There's a problem. A murderer hasn't murdered you, but do you think they're an okay guy?
There's a crime against humanity done there.
Okay, so a murderer hasn't stolen from you. Do you think they're an okay guy?
Once again, I think stealing is a crime against humanity.
Again, stealing is a crime against humanity?
Sorry, let me rephrase. Stealing is an immoral crime. You shouldn't do it.
Okay. Somebody has talked bad about somebody else, but they haven't talked bad about you, so they're okay.
I mean, I think you should be free to talk bad about whoever you want. I think at the end of the day, I will look poorly up on you, though, because just talking bad about people doesn't make... It's just... There's no positive outcome there.
So if somebody has an affair, as long as it's not with you or on you, you're okay with them?
I actually brought this up, too. So, like, if I had...
We're going to drive down this road till I get to where I want to go.
If I had... So say I had two friends, okay? Now, friend one has a girlfriend. And now friend one's girlfriend is cheating on friend one with friend two. And then friend one finds out.
I love these conversations. A, B, and C.
I would stop talking to friend two who is doing the cheating on friend one. Because if you're cheating on somebody who you... let me rephrase. If the girlfriend of your friend... And you are cheating to get... it's hard to explain, I guess. If you are cheating with your friend, okay, are you really friends? I don't know how you could do something like that to somebody who's your friend. At the end of the day...
People do it all the time. It's very popular now.
Moral problem or...
Open relationships and all kinds of things. What do you think, Sean?
I'm confused.
You're confused? I'm saying, if you know somebody's having an affair, do you think they're a good person, even though it's not an affair on you or against you?
No, I don't think it's a good thing.
Okay, so should you not say that?
No.
You should keep it quiet?
Yeah.
So you don't think, even though they're having an affair, you should ever say it?
No.
I mean, I don't think you should go out of your way to say, hey, you know this person's having an affair? That's a really crappy thing to do.
Now, the other day, during the sister situation, you both said, oh, tell.
Well, you see, because you were telling your sister that your other sister was cheating with your husband or boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which I think is a very different scenario.
Why?
Are you talking about, if I knew somebody was cheating, would I go to tell the person who they're cheating with?
Let's say the person has had affairs in the past, okay? And they're about to get in a relationship with somebody who you think is a good person, but that person doesn't know that they've had affairs in the past, and you do. You don't think you should give them the heads up?
I mean, I think that's more of a PSA. I'm not going out of my way to say, hey, this
person...
Sounds
a little gossipy to me.
No!
I mean, you just said you don't talk bad about people. I'm sure this person doesn't want them to know.
It's not me talking bad. Me talking bad would be like, hey... Like, I was giving them a warning. Me talking bad would be going up to somebody who has no connection to this person whatsoever. Like, they might just know each other. And I would just... It's basically just me building enemies for that person for no reason. Like, why would I go to somebody who has no correlation with you other than the fact that you guys know each other's name and be like, hey, you know this person? Yeah, they cheated. That's a really bad thing to do. Because it's just a waste of my time.
Well, see, I think that's how we boomerang back to phonies, though, in life. That's how I think a phony is made. If nobody knows how they act or how they are, then they can continue to do that.
I think I just don't understand your question.
Well, I think it was a statement. What I'm saying is that if you don't know, if society lets somebody continually go around and do bad things, and talking about them doing those bad things is bad on you, then you can be a phony, because you can hide all those bad things you did because nobody's ever tipping anybody off.
There's a difference between warning somebody and going out of your way to trash talk somebody.
I don't know the difference. What's the difference?
In the first situation you gave, somebody told me that they were going to talk to the person who has done a lot of cheating in the past, in which case they deserve a warning. But just because somebody knows that person, it's like going up to one of that person's friends and being like, hey, you know this person's done a lot of cheating, right? I don't know why you're friends with him. That's bad.
That's a question. I don't think questions are bad.
I think I don't know why you're friends with them is more of a statement.
No, that's a question.
I mean, it's a question, but it's more of an insult.
Well, I guess that's their business. What do you think, Pastor?
Well, I'm not sure I followed this scenario.
It's more confusing.
But I'll put in my two cents worth from what I gained from all those scenarios that we ran through.
Well,
I'll pick on one of the scenarios. If I knew for a fact that someone had cheated on somebody repeatedly or had done that, and they were interested in another person, I probably would give that other person a cautious warning, because it doesn't fall in the category of gossip. You're talking about facts. And so I think if you know the facts and the person that is potentially going to get in a relationship with that person is a friend of yours, I think, yeah, you do. It is okay to give them a warning.
There you go. I think so, too. But I don't think that's talking bad about somebody. I think if it's factual, what's wrong with that?
Right. Right, if it's factual. Now, if you just heard that somebody was, you know, had cheated, and you didn't know the parties, or you didn't know any of the facts, you just heard that they cheated, well, I don't think you should say anything, because then you are gossiping, and then you are trash talking.
Yeah, but I think if you have first-hand knowledge that something happened, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying
so
it.
So if I have first-hand knowledge that somebody cheated, I should just get on Facebook and do a whole PSA announcement for people?
No. No, not get on Facebook and do a whole PSA.
See, I mean, I don't see the difference here. You're letting people know that a factual account of that this person cheated. What's the difference?
The difference there is now you're going for character assassination, because you're just telling everybody. There's no value.
Is that not what he insinuated? Because I said the same thing you guys did. I said if one of my friends was going to get into a relationship with this person who had done a lot of cheating, I would warn my friend.
I would too, but I'm not going to get on Facebook and tell the whole world.
Where's that sweet Miss Ohio? I bet she feels the same way about this.
I mean, when you said if your friend was going to get in a relationship, you warn him. I would too. But I'm not going to get on Facebook and just tell the whole world.
So I think I'm just confused here.
Could be.
Because you agreed with me.
Right.
And then Scott agreed with you. But somehow me and Scott are arguing here? I don't understand what happened.
That's what Scott does as the moderator.
You have to keep this moving.
That's what Scott does as the moderator.
He agreed with you and then argued the point that I just made.
Where's the disagreement here?
I'm so confused.
No, if you know firsthand that somebody's been having an affair,
yeah,
you can tell the person. You know that firsthand. What's wrong with that? That's not gossip.
You were the one that brought up doing a PSA on Facebook.
I never said anything about a PSA.
I think...
See, because I had said that
have said anything negative on Facebook about anybody.
That I would tell my friend who was going to get into a relationship with this girl who had cheated lots of times, that she had cheated lots of times.
Right. That's correct.
And then you said, and then, but somehow you had said that.
Maybe you misheard it.
Maybe? I don't know.
No, I think it's fine if you have first-hand knowledge. I think that's how you kill phonies.
Tell somebody.
See, I said that you can do that, but you can't trash talk. And he was like, well, what's the difference? I think trash talking would be like,
not knowing facts.
Yeah.
Just
misinformation.
Just
I don't like that person. That's an opinion.
See, trash talk would be going on Facebook and telling the whole world this person's a cheater.
But if it's factual information, then by your own account, it's not.
Facts are facts.
If it's factual information.
So if I go on Facebook and I knew for 100% certain, 150% certain that this person had cheated, I could just get on Facebook and make a whole
thing. Why are you running to Facebook with this?
Because it's just.
Nobody's telling you to go to Facebook.
I would say no. Don't go on Facebook. You can have the facts, but don't go on Facebook and tell the whole world.
You just go to that person.
You just said that if you have the facts, it's okay to tell people.
No, I don't care. You just go to that person and tell them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You go to the person. You know,
I think I just misunderstood then.
Yeah.
Because you don't broadcast it to the whole world.
See, because like the way I took it was like, you were like, if you know 100%, then you can just go around telling whoever. And I was like, no, you can tell the person who's going to get into, like, I don't know.
Well, I don't think you... I think all social media is bad, but...
I agree.
I don't think telling people is bad.
No.
On a one-on-one basis.
Dear Facebook, Sean Kraft is a serial killer.
Yeah. But you know what? People do stuff like that, so there you go.
I don't think that that's necessarily right.
But I do believe there are certain people who do need to be outed who are complete phonies. I think that there's something about that to me. Being insincere is one of the traits I like the least.
Right.
Insincerity. I hate insincerity. And when you're putting on a show for everybody to see, and almost in all aspects of your life, I hate that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know why people put on the act, because when you put on an act, you have to now maintain the act. Because you either have to maintain the act or drop the act at some point. And if you drop the act and become who you truly are, people are going to think you put on an act because you've been playing an act the rest of the entire
time. No, some people never get it because people are, in general...
So they just don't notice that you were one day one person, and then all of a sudden you started acting completely different?
No, I don't think it's that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they are just that way. They're nice to society. Some people are just nice to society in general, but the people they're closer to, they're not so nice to.
I think that you should bully your friends more so than you bully regular people.
I'm not talking about bully. I'm just talking about you see that the person is more of a disingenuous person. The stuff they say is not really the truth. It's more of a show than the true show.
Well, I think that's a character problem.
Character flaw.
Yeah.
But I think you've got to tell people that, because then they don't know that that person is a phony. They think they're getting the real deal.
In orchestra, in high school, in the orchestra room, there was this thing that was on the wall, and it was just like a plaque of wood that said, character is who you are when nobody's watching.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And if somebody violates that, I think you should out them. And I can't help if people like those people. Sometimes that's how they get so liked, because they are phony.
I think phony people are often more liked than people who aren't phony.
Because
you just agree with everybody here all the time.
Right, and that's why I make it a point to point those people out to society, because you should really know what you're dealing with.
I think so.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Here on Groundhog Day.
my brain is sweating.
Mine
now,
is still.
We'll be back on tonight, 8:15 to 10. Pastor Craig coming up next hour.
Yes.
Yes. More Taylor Swift, I assume. That'll be another Taylor Swift hour.
No.
News the media is not talking about.
All the news you missed because they were talking about Taylor Swift.
Aye, aye, aye. Study His Word coming up next, and we'll be back tonight with the Friday Night Live Show, 8:15 to 10. Don't miss that. For this day, Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
Streaming live on the internet at WWDH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device to listen anywhere in the world.